Yeah, so let's do The Assistant, which is filmed by Kitty Green, who has a background in documentary. This is a drama, although it is inspired by a series of real life stories. Julia Garner is Jane, who is a smart college graduate who has dreams of becoming a film producer, but she finds herself on the bottom rung of the ladder of the industry. And we follow her through the course of a day. Her day begins very, very early. We see her going to the office long before dawn. She's the first one in. She has to turn the lights on above all her colleagues' desks. Her jobs are sort of menial. They involve, you know, making coffee, getting everyone's lunch, organizing travel arrangements for an endless array of people, most of whom are kind of, you know, very offhand and unappreciative. But she also has to clean up after her boss, and we see her in his office, his lair, cleaning his desk, picking used syringes out of his waste bin, picking up suspiciously left earrings from the carpet, scrubbing stains from a couch, and also fielding calls from his increasingly exasperated wife. And when a new recruit is flown in from Boise, Idaho, saying that, you know, she's starting work in the office, our central character, Jane, thinks this person is clearly going to be her predatory boss's next victim. And so she, you know, all the alarm bells are setting up. But the question is, what is she going to do? Here's a clip.
Hey, there's a girl waiting at reception. She says that she's supposed to start here today.
Working here with us? Where's she from?
Where's she from?
Idaho?
Is that the one you met in Sun Valley? Oh, her. She's been here before, a few times. Send her in.
The film started life as potentially a work of scripted nonfiction. There was a number of interviews done with people who worked in the film and TV industry. But then as it developed, it turned into a fictional story, but is absolutely rooted in real life. And of course, behind all of this is the specter of, you know, the story of Harvey Weinstein and the scandal that broke and the Me Too movement. But as a result of the research that went into it, everything about the film rings true. I mean, the shabbiness of the office, which has none of the kind of movie glamour that people may imagine. The fact that there is this day-to-day bullying that happens in the office that seems to have trickled down from this toxic rule at the top, because everyone seems to realize that this is how you get ahead in the industry. And Julia Garner is terrific in the title role, not least because she's playing a character who doesn't have a voice and who is afraid to speak out. And in fact, when she does try and speak out, when she goes to see the slimy human resources executive, she's just completely dismissed and humiliated and belittled. And so an awful lot of what she has to do with that performance is to do with what she doesn't say, the way she holds herself, the way she sits slightly uncomfortably in her chair, the look on her face when the phone rings, when she knows she has to deal with yet another call coming in, the way in which she's trying to balance all these things in her head, her own responsibilities. What should she do? What can she do? What can't she do? What shouldn't she do? And all this is really told to us through her physical performance, which, as you know, that's something which I'm a great fan of. It's also a very smart choice to keep her boss essentially off screen. I mean, there are fleeting glimpses in the background, or just flashing past the camera, but basically he's faceless. We don't really see him. We hear him laughing and shouting through walls and shouting through office doors and yelling at her down the telephone. And then even more sinisterly, then saying, oh, I'm hard on you because I think you could be great. And the whole thing, what it does is, firstly, it universalizes the story. I mean, there is the specter of the Harvey Weinstein story behind this, but it is a more universal story about this kind of harassment and abuse in the workplace and beyond that even. But what it does is it directs your attention to the ecosystem around this, the ecosystem that allows this kind of this bullying and this harassment to thrive, because what we see is all the enablers, you know, below the boss, who they know what's going on, or at least they have an idea what's going on, but they're all absolutely in this culture in which they cannot speak out. They cannot say anything. So I think it's a really well-made film. It's got a great central performance. I like the understatement of it. I like the fact that it's a kind of compact period of time, and it's one of those dramas in which it's the very little details that really matter, the very small details that tell the story, and a very, very sparse use of music. And I thought it was really good. It's called The Assistant. It played at Berlin when I was there, and I was just watching it just this week and thinking, you know, it's a terrific piece of work, not least because that central performance is really good, but also because it does that thing which I'm a really big fan of, which is show, don't tell.
And where can I watch this film?
It's available on a wide variety of platforms.